Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Congresswoman Lucy McBath says lawmakers need to do more to help Americans with the cost and quality of their health care. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The Atlanta Democrat says a current lawsuit seeking to overturn the Affordable Care Act will lead to higher insurance premiums and hurt consumers.
Families shouldn't have to choose between paying for their cancer treatment or paying for their child's tuition. And that is why I am so completely committed to protecting quality, affordable care for Georgia families.
The lawsuit argues the ACA's mandate that most people in the U.S. have health insurance is unconstitutional. That case is currently in a federal appeals court. McBath made her comments at a press conference with the pro-ACA group Protect Our Care. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Georgia is claiming victory in its battle against federal water regulations, GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
A federal court sided Thursday with 10 states trying to block an Obama-era water management rule. That's after a multi-year legal challenge led by Georgia. Plaintiffs argued the 2015 Waters of the United States rule infringed on states' rights to land and water regulation. The court ruled WOTUS did extend beyond the authority given to federal agencies in the Clean Water Act. Last year, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers proposed new rules that would replace WOTUS. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Former President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn are planning their annual Habitat for Humanity volunteer trip. The Carters are both in their 90s, and yet they will help construct 21 homes in Nashville in October. The Carters have worked with Habitat for Humanity every year since 1984. Jimmy Carter suffered a hip injury earlier this year from a fall. He has since made a full recovery. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.